Suffering is caused by anything outside the mind. A clear mind doesn't suffer. That's not possible. Even if you're in great physical pain, even if your beloved child dies, even if you and your family are herded off to Auschwitz, you can't suffer unless you believe an untrue thought. I am a lover of reality. I love what is, whatever it looks like. And however it comes to me, my arms are open. This is not to say that people shouldn't suffer. They should suffer. Why? Because they do. If you're feeling sad or afraid or anxious or depressed, that's what you should be feeling. To think otherwise is to argue with reality. But when you're feeling sad, for example, just notice that your sadness is the effect of believing a prior thought. Isolate the thought, put it on paper, and question it. Question it for the love of truth, and then turn it around. It was you who made yourself sad, no one else, and it's you who can free yourself. This is very good news.
If you want to become full, let yourself be empty.
To be empty, to surrender, to be lived by the Tao. This isn't a lofty goal that can be attained only after years of spiritual practice. When you really go inside yourself for the love of truth and question even one stressful concept, the mind becomes a little saner, a little more open, and you begin to see that there is no objective world out there. It's all projected. You've been living in your story of the world. We want to be wonderful, generous people, but when we don't get our way, we turn into something else, in the name of goodness, of course. When we work with mind, the projector, eventually we begin to live in a state of clarity and kindness. It's possible to be kind all the time, not just when we get our way. This leaves us with a lot of energy to serve people. As long as you believe any negative concept about one person, he's selfish, she's arrogant, he shouldn't do this, she should be that, you're going to project it onto everyone, your husband, your wife, your parents, your children. Sooner or later, when you don't get what you want from them, or when they threaten your sacred beliefs, you're going to impose that concept onto them until you meet it with some understanding. This is not a guess. It's what we do. We're not attached to people. We're attached to concepts about people. When you truly love yourself, it's not possible to project that other people don't love you. I like to say, when I walk into a room, I know that everyone in it loves me. I just don't expect them to realize it yet. This gets a big laugh from audiences. People are delighted at how easy it is to feel completely loved, and they see, if only for a moment, that it doesn't depend on anyone outside. If you say that you love your husband, what does that have to do with him? You're just telling him who you are. You tell the story of how he's handsome, he's fascinating and sexy, and you love your story about him. You're projecting that he is your story. And then when he doesn't give you what you want, you may tell the story of how he's mean, he's controlling, he's selfish, and what does that have to do with him? If my husband says, "I adore you," I think, good, I love that he thinks I'm his sweet dream. How happy he must feel about that. If he were ever to come to me and say, "The sorriest day of my life was when I married you," still, what would that have to do with me? He'd just be in a sad dream this time, and I might think, oh, poor baby, he's having a nightmare. I hope he wakes up soon. It's not personal. How can it have anything to do with me? I love him, and if what he says about me isn't true in my experience, I'll ask him if there's anything I can do for him. If I can do it, I will, and if it's not honest for me, I won't. He is left with his story. No one will ever understand you. Realizing this is freedom. No one will ever understand you. Not once, not ever. Even in our most understanding, we can only understand our story of who you are. There is no understanding here except your own. If you don't love another person, it hurts, because love is your very self. You can't make yourself do it. But when you come to love yourself, you automatically love the other person. Just as you can't make yourself love us, you can't make yourself not love us. It's all your projection. When you truly love someone, a thought like, "You should love me," just brings laughter to your heart. Can you hear the arrogance of that thought? I don't care whom you want to love. You should love me, and I'll even trick you into it. This is the opposite of love. If I think my husband should love me, I'm insane. Whose business is it whom he loves? His, of course. The turnarounds are all I need to know. I should love me, and I should love him. Let him love whomever he loves. He's going to anyway. The story of whom someone should love keeps me from the awareness that I am what I'm seeking. It's not his job to love me. It's mine. There's nothing you can do with love. All you can do is experience it. That's as intimate as you can ever be with another human being. You can hug him, you can kiss him, you can pack him up, take him home, cuddle him, feed him, give him your money, give him your life, and that's not it. Love is nothing you can demonstrate or prove. It's what you are. It's not a doing. It can't be done. It's too vast to do anything with. As you open to the experience of love, it will kill who you think you are. It will have no other. It will kill anything in its way. Once you give yourself to love, you lose your whole world as you perceived it. Love leaves nothing but itself. It's totally greedy. It has to include it all. It will not leave out even a shadow of itself.